Today we're going to do question 52 and 53. 52 is the last in the section of God the Son, and 53 is the first in the section of God the Spirit. Question 52, how does Christ's return to judge the living and the dead comfort you? The answer, in all my distress and persecution, I turn my eyes to the heavens and confidently await as judge the very one who has already stood trial in my place before God, and so has removed the whole curse from me. All his enemies and mine he will condemn to everlasting punishment, but me and all his chosen ones he will take along with him into the joy and the glory of heaven. One of the proofs of that, Luke 21:28. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is near. Philippians 3, verses 20 and 21. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. In the next section of the Holy Spirit, question 53, what do you believe concerning the Holy Spirit? Answer, first, he as well as the Father and the Son is eternal God. Second, he has been given to me personally so that by true faith he makes me share in Christ and all his blessings, comforts me, and remains with me forever. And our proofs, Genesis 1:26, and the Spirit of the God was hovering over the waters. So he was there at the beginning with the Father and the Son. Galatians 4:6a, because you are his sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts. John 15:26, when the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. And 1 Peter 4:14, if you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you. Amen.